We have a sprint triathlon and an Olympic distance triathlon and the duathlon options as well.
With this event, what are the numbers that you're anticipating in terms of competitors?
You know, every year this event's growing across the series, across the province. Triathletes are seeing it. Our community's been watching it for a couple of years going, hey, you know what, I can do this. I can set my goals to be at the start line and get a, have a good day and be at the finish line. In the last couple of years, we've been ranging around 400, and we're expecting to see those same numbers again.
We're with Greg Nickel and, of course, the Owen Sound Subaru Triathlon coming up later in the summer. As you get prepared now, let's talk about the course that people will be competing on, Greg.
So same course you've used the last number of years. The swim starts at Kelso Beach out in the bay and back. Then the bike ride is straight out Grey Road 1, starting at Kelso Beach and returning to Kelso Beach. And then the run is a very flat, very scenic, shows off the interior harbor. The sprint triathlon will do one loop, which is a 5K loop. And the Olympic triathlon does a 2K loop, come back to Kelso Beach and then go back and do that same loop again, almost over to the concrete elevators and back. And wow, what great support we have community-wise. And if somebody wanted to volunteer, Fred, we'd certainly let them come and help us.
Let's talk about the volunteers, Greg. What do you need? What would be the priority and what are the availabilities in terms of somebody assisting this city event?
Well, all along the route, and last year we had some people who lived at Cobble Beach and jumped in and said, hey, can we help out? Sure can, because the bike route goes out to Cobble Beach and past Cobble Beach and goes out to Mennonite Corner, not Mennonite Corners, pardon me, goes to towards Kemble. And then in town, we can use people on the run course at aid stations and just way markers. And then at site, we can use people out on the water to be lifeguards or in the registration process.
Greg, to run an event like this, how many volunteers do you need, and how can somebody get involved if they want to be a volunteer?
Well, they can reach out to me at greg.j.nickel@gmail.com and hit me up and say, hey, I want to help out, or hit me up through Facebook. You can also drop a line to info@trisportcanada.com and say you're interested in helping out with the Subaru Triathlon Series in Owen Sound. We need 50 to 60 bodies over the day on Sunday, July the 28th.
And what's the time involvement if you do want to volunteer and assist with this event?
You know, if somebody wanted to come out and help us out, Fred, we would say yes to anything. If they wanted to help out for a couple of hours, that'd be great. If they wanted to help out all day, that'd be great. We've got a number of great volunteers that have already said that they were going to help out, and we really appreciate that.
Last couple of questions for Greg Nickel from the Owen Sound Subaru Triathlon coming up this summer in Owen Sound. This is part of a series. Is it one kind of like horse racing or hockey where you have standings and from event to event?
We sure do. So as athletes compete in each of the five stops in the Subaru Triathlon Series, so we're at Milton, Guelph Lake, Grimsby, Owen Sound, and then back to Guelph Lake again. As you do well through the season, you accumulate points. We've had some local winners in Owen Sound that have been champions of the Subaru Triathlon Series over the past number of years. So, yeah, it certainly does bode well for participation all the way along, so you could say to yourself at the end of the year that you are the age group champion of the Subaru Triathlon Series.
What's the age range?
Well, you know what? We can have people as young as 16, and there are people over 80 competing with us at many events across the province in the summertime.
Greg, what's the feedback from those that compete? I'm sure it's very much like a golf course where a golfer will finish and tell you all about the course. What about the course and the feedback that you get here in Owen Sound?
When athletes participate in Owen Sound, first thing they talk about is how clear the water is and how nice the water is, because some of the inland lakes are, they're just a different style of water. So we have that compliment. Great vistas on the bike course. You're out on a nice, flat, good road. Gray County does a great job on partnering with us and getting that road in great shape between now and race day. And then in town, we run on closed roads, very flat. People like that scenic out and back look where they can see athletes all the way through. And finishing at Kelso Beach, it's one of the jewels of the city of Owen Sound. And it's just fantastic to have that big stadium seating. It's the only one in Ontario where we have that big stadium seating finish on our series, so it really, really bodes well for the athletes as they come across the finish line to see their family and friends, people cheering them on.
It's a competition, and obviously competition means that there's a challenge. What's the greatest challenge with the Owen Sound route, be it the water, the bike, or the run?
You know, I think probably people will tell you always the run is challenging because you're tired. You've done two other events. As an athlete, I think the bike course really bodes well for strong cyclists. It's a bit of a climb on the way out, but you get a tailwind, mostly a tailwind. A lot of times it's a north wind, but it's almost a drop all the way back, especially on the sprint triathlon. It's a 100% drop all the way back. And on the Olympic triathlon, you've got this, you're climbing a mountain. You don't notice you are, but you're going to climb up to the Kemble Corners, the Women's Institute Corners, then you drop down, and then you do the exact same thing, climb back up to the Women's Institute Corners, and you're dropping down into Owenstown all the way back. And you don't notice it in a car, but you certainly do on a bike.
We're about 2 months away as we do this recording today. Greg, if people want to find out more, if they want to participate, if they want to be a volunteer, what are the dates again, and what's the contact points?
So the Owenstown Triathlon is scheduled for Sunday, July 28th. If you want to register, you can go to trisportcanada.com. You can hit me up in the community. I'm around, and don't be afraid to reach out to me on social media and say, hey, what can we do to participate? What do I need to do to be ready? And what's your advice? And we'll definitely help you along with that. And then from there, just get ready, get in shape, and set your goal to be at the start line of the Subaru Triathlon Series. It's here on Sunday, July the 28th.
Greg, thanks for this. All the best.
Always a pleasure, Fred. Thank you very much.